and we'll get going then. Okay, welcome to the December 16th, 2020 regular meeting, the Port of Kingston Commission. Comments from those in attendance will be allowed upon recognition of the chair. Please identify yourself by stating your name. If you would like to be added to the agenda for a future meeting, please contact the port office at least 1 week prior to the regularly scheduled meeting. Please submit your documents and or presentations at the time of your request. So we have a preliminary agenda before us, and let's call the meeting to order again. It's 1:08, and let's stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Put the flag back here. Okay, ready?
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, good job. Okay, so we have a preliminary agenda before us. I'd entertain a motion.
So moved. Second.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Great.
Can we verify really quick that the second, I can't see on the this agenda, if we added the second part of the executive session.
Yeah, let me go just page down here.
That was on the revised agenda we got.
Yeah, it's on the revised, yeah.
Is this the revised one that we're seeing?
Yeah, right here.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. And then just to double check, I sent you guys an email just recently about the December 8th minutes. So if you weren't able to get time to review those, we can take that off. It's up to you guys.
Oh yeah, because we had a special meeting, didn't we?
Yeah, so that's on the consent agenda. I just thought I'd bring that up in case you didn't see my email.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I see it here.
Okay.
That's great.
I'll say aye then.
Oh.
And I'll say aye as well.
I also say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All right. public comment time. I don't see any in attendance.
Nope.
We're going with that. I think we'll have one more opportunity at the end of the meeting. Okay, number five, consent agenda. These matters are routine and will be enacted by one motion of the commission with no separate discussion. If discussion is desired, that item may be removed from the consent agenda by a commissioner. Those items include item A, approve the regular meeting minutes. Item B, approved December 8th special meeting minutes. And then C, approved warrants through November of 2020.
I move we accept the consent agenda as presented.
I'll second that.
Very good. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Motion passes. Rightio. Okay, on to item six. We have discussion items regarding derelict vessels. And I assume, Greg, you're going to chat about that?
Yeah. You know, we just always, I'll let Ray also add his thoughts and comments. We are always on the watch for any potential risk for derelict vessels. There's a derelict vessel program at the state, as you know, and we can get reimbursement at times for some of our costs or all the costs. But in ounce prevention, they're worth a pound of cure. And they are really struggling now in terms of funding versus all of the risk for derelict vessels throughout the state. It's a big deal, and there's more and more vessels that are being at risk as time goes on. And so the reason I bring this up is, you know, we have another vessel that is anchored up. It's not on our property. We don't really have any control over it. It's another older tug that they got for free or virtually nothing. And this is probably going to discontinue this trend, I think, especially when you look at people. If you can get a tug or a vessel, you can live on it, and you aren't paying rent. And so as long as it floats and you don't sink and drown, it's pretty cheap in some ways, I guess. I think they pose a really significant threat, potential threat, to the people in the port district and the port itself and to our operations. So if they break free from their anchorage, and, you know, those anchorages during the winter are just simply not that great of anchorage. It's a problem. And we already had a number of close calls and that kind of thing. So what I've done is I write up with the harbor master, Ray Carpenter, you know, and Tori Grant, our maintenance manager. We've written up, informational briefings for the commission on a regular basis so that you can see the documentation that goes, the effort that goes into it. And it's a multi-agency effort that goes into trying to manage this. But we're kind of in different times right now, given the pandemic and the effect on everybody. And so there's kind of a pause button that has been hit. And the interpretation of state law has really, really been very, very broad. But we are trying to address it as thoroughly as we can. So I just want you to know, and I want the Port District residents and the people that, you know, live in this area, that the port staff have done a really thorough job, and we're doing all we possibly can. And that includes, we work with the U.S. Coast Guard, we reach out to the State Attorney General's office, the DNR, which is they handle the actual derelict vessel program. And I also want the port, and then also the State Department of Ecology. They've been fantastic to work with. All of the Kitsap County Sheriff, they've done a great job. The tribal police are great to work with. They're really the regulatory agencies that are engaged. They've been great partners. I don't really, for the most part, I don't have any kind of complaint or anything. I think they've been really supportive. And I just want to make sure the port commission, you guys are aware of this, in a public session. We're doing all we can, and we really appreciate and recognize all these partner agencies, because it is a really big risk. If you get one vessel, they can run into the breakwater, they can go into sink in the navigational channel, they could just go right into the marina and hit the marina if they drive anchor, or they could end up on somebody's beach. And then the private landowner is going to have to navigate this whole situation. So we have a lot of shoreline around the sea. Not so much actually in our port district, but what we have for footprint, we can see it right here, but we have all those landowners in Apple Tree Cove, for example, and I just want the Port Commission to be able to convey this to you guys, and as well as the Port District residents, that we're doing all we can. And thank the partner agency. Ray, did you have anything, though, that you wanted to say?
Yeah, I'd like to say right now we put another tickler out to these government agencies the other day, Tori and I did, and for the Port of Kingston. And we raised some eyebrows with them that now the Department of Ecology is really jumping in right now, and they've got a hold of the boat owner, the Kokua, and they're requiring him to they put it out there whether or not he's going to comply, that's another story, but they've told him that he needs to get a pump out for that boat, and they've asked for records back when the last time he did get a pump out on that boat, and how they're trying to figure out how many gallons he's got on that boat, because he's claiming it's bigger than what it really is. Well, they've got receipts from when he was in Liberty Bay, but they're doing a timeline down from when the last time he does it, and they're trying to figure out how many gallons it would be for two people on a boat, and they broke it down really nicely, and I'm going to share this with Greg, and I got back with talking with the Department of Natural Resources and Department of Ecology, and they've spoken to this gentleman. So they're coming up with a plan right now that he has to get that boat pumped out, and he has to show proof of it. I've already spoke with these government agencies that he cannot bring that boat into Port of Kingston. He has no insurance. It's just not it would not be in the best interest of the Port of Kingston. So with Tori's wonderful help and Greg's guidance, we have put together a plan to work with these government agencies. Like Greg said, it's starting to percolate right now, if you will, and they've given him a time frame like the first week of January that even if the Clean Vessel Act were to jump in and help get that boat pumped out to ensure that he's complying with it instead of dumping it in the Puget Sound out there. So there is stuff that's working, and I'll keep you all apprised of what's going on. Through Greg.
Thank you, Ray.
Sure.
Excellent.
Thank you, Ray.
Thanks. Thanks, guys. It's a delicate matter for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. We are off to item 7, action items. That is approve a new contract with Washington Project Consultants 2021 with a not-to-exceed value of $25,000. Greg, do you want to go over that with us?
Yeah, so we, what this is, we would need, I'm requesting approval to renew or start up a new contract with Washington Project Consultants, which is Mark Horton. And Mark Horton has served as our contracted port engineer now for almost a year and a half, I think, maybe a little bit longer. And I just think that, you know, he's an incredible resource for us. We have a lot of work still to do to be able to execute on capital programs, on regulatory compliance, the stormwater program, budgeting and project scoping and timelines, and permitting, zoning. So there's so much work that we still have yet to do, and Mark Horton has just been an invaluable resource with both with myself, but also with whether it be Tara, and I know Ray and Corey especially, but really all the staff have been able to work with them. So I'm requesting approval for a $25,000 contract, not to exceed amount for this coming year with Mark Horton. And he's really, you know, we have more work, and it's just the guy's just got the breadth and depth of background. I also provided his qualifications in his bio, and then a scope of work, and he'll answer directly to me. So you can kind of see that he's extremely well established with not only the Port of Grace Harbor, but then he was former deputy director of the Department of Ecology, and I think, and then also consulted with HDR for many years, which is a very, very heavyweight engineering firm, and I'm sure that Steve, you're really familiar with it.
Oh yeah.
So there's this the RFQ that's what was furnished, and I think he's an invaluable resource for us. He's also a professional engineer, so he can actually review drawings and stamp them if we need it, and that kind of thing. So there's so many aspects of, it's hard to get all of these things in one person, and that, you know, and I think your billing rate is really, really reasonable for a PE. You're just never going to touch it.
Well, and he has an awful lot of environmental background as well, which is absolutely invaluable with all sorts of components of what we're dealing with right now. It's just awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got the right mindset with that environmental background, and that's part of our stewardship, our value stewardship. You want someone with the right perspective that's representing our interests, our perspective, as well as, I hope, our partners, whether it be the tribes, you know, the tribes or other agencies, state agencies, so I think that, and the county, and he's done an awful lot. He's done so much work, even Kitsap County, all throughout the state. He's just really, really a good resource. But I do like that. I mean, I really appreciate all the environmental background, because that's really, really critical for us going forward on any marina, submerged land side. We have complex assets actually to deal with.
I think his input too on the conversations that we had with Petit was very good too.
Yes.
I really appreciated his background, his knowledge, his depth of understanding of it, and his input.
Yeah,
Yeah.
I make the motion. Do we need a motion to approve?
Yes.
I move to approve the contract.
Yes. I will second that.
Excellent. And all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Very good. Motion passes. Okay. Item number 8, the financial report.
So I'll, it's, you know, not too exciting. I'll give a brief overview. Last month, you know, we had a pretty strong net ordinary income left over for the month of October. This month, we're basically a little over zero. We're just, you know, we're like about $5,600 or something right there. So we're spending money, though. And I know that... So there's different mindsets about this. I don't believe in deferring maintenance, and I don't worry a whole lot about trying to make the books look good. I think you have to have a plan and then you execute on the plan. And Tori and Ray and the staff have been executing and spending money on any number of projects, as well as we've also been hiring some consultants to get some work done for the due diligence for providing you guys the necessary information and data to inform you about what, you know, what we can or can't do with certain assets. But we have an awful lot of work that we're trying to get done to maintain our existing asset base. So this month we're not up, and I don't know how it'll be in December. I think we're still going to be spending money going into December. Some of this might have been legible to. We're looking out to probably spend some of the money in 2021 on capital programs, but the opportunities here, the contractors are ready to go, and then, you know, there's some lags. You know, just with the pandemic, supply chains are really at risk. It's really screwy to get stuff shipped, and of course, we're getting into the holidays anyway, but so I said, hey, execute on anything and everything. Let's just move it all forward. It has to get done. We've already made determination on whether we are going to do it or not, so let's just do it, whether the costs will fall in November or whether they fall into December, January. I don't honestly care that much. I want to do it now. But that's why you see the net ordinary income, I think, is a little bit softer for this one. And then on the on our, so I have another, I kind of track, like, there's another report, so we have our statement of cash flows, and then we have our balance sheet. And the statement of cash flows, what I really look at is, so a lot of times they'll paraphrase these reports and say, here's what your ending cash report is, here's how much money you got left, here's really what your net cash is. And I think it was December 11th I tried to use as a baseline for the most part. We have $1.94 million in the bank. And if we have about $820,000 left to pay on the bond, so that would leave us, if we paid all of our debt off and everything, that would leave us with $1.12 million in the bank currently. So I think that's a pretty good position to be in. And I think that that allows us to weather risks and be able to maintain operations in a really robust manner. And you can see it in the guest stock and then the staff, and we're able to come into work and keep maintaining all the assets and actually improving and repairing. So I'm pleased with the asset, you know, with the performance. It is what it is. We're still in a pandemic. I think everything I've heard that from outside, and even now Google and other companies are coming out with it, I think they are all projecting the earliest that will start to come out realistically, where you're going to really start to see a trend a little bit, is the middle of next year. And I think Google came out, for example, said probably September, which is third quarter next year. I think that's probably realistic, and it's going to have as much to do with getting the vaccine manufactured, distributed, and then administered to, and then you still have a lag. So, and then all of a sudden people will be able to have more normalcy in terms of their work cycle. So, but I really want to applaud the staff of trying to maintain the business, and Ray and those guys, as I said before, You can see the guest dock is very, very busy. I don't think it's ever been this busy in past years during the winter. And by the winter months, you know, the non-peak season, off season, which is probably a six-month window. So he's done, they've done a super job. That's about it. Not too...
I think it's great that you guys have organized things in such a way that during this off-peak period that you're really concentrating on some of this these maintenance items, and I couldn't agree more about the concept of not deferring maintenance if you can do it. It's so critical that we do things when we can. And not prefer maintenance. I think that's a good policy.
I agree wholeheartedly, Steve.
Me three.
That's awesome. That's great. Thank you, Greg, for that. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Now we're on our next part of public comment. Still don't see anybody else joining us here. Let's get into item 11 then, staff reports. Oh, Commissioner comments. Sorry, I skipped number 10.
I don't have any comments.
Oh, okay.
I have a couple from the WPPA conference. The first day was supposed to be Danny Heck and Kim Wyman were supposed to both be there, but they kind of, Danny wasn't able to show up, and so they kind of squished them both in for the next day. And they basically both gave, you know, inspirational talks, at least that's how I took it to be, that... Congressman Heck was saying that that there's going to be a few months of very rough time. We'll all be affected. And that if you don't know someone who has passed away from COVID, you will before this is over, is basically what he said. And he gave Winston Churchill's quote of blood, toil, tears, and sweat. He thought that there was going to be a renewal sense of internationalism, and that we would all get a lot farther if we work together on this. And that there is money, there was a $1.5 trillion Moving America bill that was passed. It would be investing in infrastructure as a priority. So, but he did point out that because of how, and I've heard more than one person say this, is that things are going to be moving at a very slower pace, that we can't expect things to be instantaneous, that not as many bills will be passed because of how we're doing things. Everything is slowed down, and the way they functioned before is not possible in a virtual session. And Kim Wyman, Secretary of State, was talking about the election and how there was, you know, 80%+ turnout, and it was a record. She mentioned the words agility, persistence, and innovation. And then she spent a lot of time talking about Julie Butler Hansen, who was she served in the U.S. House of Representatives from 1960 to 1974, and she was the second woman that was elected to Congress in Washington. She gave a lot of facts about her, and it's really fascinating, some of the things. I'm not going to go into everything, but if you want to look her up, it was pretty fascinating, all that she did, and that she, you know, started holding office, not necessarily the House of Representatives, but other offices at young ages. So it was pretty fascinating. But that's kind of what I wanted to bring up.
Cool.
That's great. Mary, did you have anything for
her? I said I didn't.
Yeah, the few things I can relate, one of them is attending the couple of recent stakeholder meetings with that particular group, and it looks like what they may try to do is actually think about a 501c3 potentially. And one of the things that they're pointing to is more so of a more formal way to provide funding for people in need in the community, and almost like the old neighborhood, the Kingston Downtown Association, that actually was a 501c3, and they were able to do a lot of really good things, and people felt good about providing funding to that particular group because they could also get a tax write-off through that particular mechanism. So the mechanism they're looking at is actually being what would be termed angels. And so there is a kind of a national movement, if you will, to have an angel fund, if you will. And that particular fund could be a 501c3 mechanism. And that way people could donate to that, you know, if they need a tax write-off or something like that. And then it benefits our specific community, which I think is really beneficial. So that's kind of where they're landing, although there's additional meetings that will occur. And I'll kind of keep you apprised of what's going on with that group. Greg's been attending those as well. And it's, I think they're getting to a good place, to be honest. Yeah. So that was good. And then the other thing I've got in my works, if you will, is some of the activities with the Parks, Trails, and Open Space Committee, which is a subset of the Kingston Citizen Advisory Committee Council. And we worked through a work plan for 2021 and submitted that to KCAC for recognition of the activities that have occurred this far this year. And Mark Libby has been the point person for that particular group. And so that's kind of it for now. I think one of the things as a highlight of that group is we're really looking to substantiate some of these trail needs for really a component of transportation. You look at the way that this community used to function, there was walkability in the town. But walkability is still a component of transportation, and so we're looking to interact better. And we had a good meeting with Joe Rutan, who's the new Public Works Road Superintendent. He's essentially the Assistant Director for Kitsap County Public Works, the Roads Division. And so we had a really good conversation with him in a previous meeting this month, and look to substantiated in relation to the TIP program, the traffic improvement program that the county has. Because there's several projects where if it's not on a county TIP list, they don't really exist. And so if you get them on the list as a potential project, even if they're ranked low, if you can find funding for it, then it can be funded. And so it's a kind of a catch-22 sort of situation. Yeah. I think that's all I have. I may think of something later. Okay, very good. Okay, now on to item 11, staff reports.
Julie, do you want to start? Do you have any thoughts or thoughts?
I'm sorry, Greg, did you see me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me or do I sound muffled?
Yeah, it does too.
A little muffled, but I can hear you okay.
Okay, I'm going to try to stand and adjust this, and okay. Is it better when I'm
closer? Oh, that's better. That's better. Okay.
All right, trying to figure this out. So, Board of Thanksgiving, hello, commissioners. Great to be with you today. Let's see here. So, this is my first holiday season here at the Board of Kingston, and I'm just feeling overwhelmed with the beauty that Ray's team is creating here. Looking at the video on the website blows my mind. I mean, it reminds me of the Bellevue Botanical Gardens. And if any of you have been to that, that's pretty impressive. And so for the Port of Kingston to regularly put something together for the holidays with the lights that even resembles that is incredible. And now in a pandemic year, to do what they're doing and making it look so beautiful, I just feel really blessed to be here and be a part of it. I wanted to give just kudos to Ray and his staff for making it beautiful for all of us. Let's see here. So I've got my list. Lots going on. So throughout the rest of this month, I'll be meeting with employees, each employee to discuss basics around pay stubs, their benefits. It's currently open enrollment, and so it's a time when they can add dependents or make changes as necessary. And the idea is to go over, not just like tell them, but understand what their situations might be and perhaps some benefits they might not be aware of that they can take advantage of just by being part of Kingston employees. So I'm starting to get those meetings on the books, and this is just part of our effort to take really good care of our employees here. In addition to that, we've been doing annual reviews, and so we're processing those and everything that goes along with that for the payroll. So we've got that going on as well. Let's see here. Been working with Ray and Jeanette to streamline some of the invoicing for our some of our larger customers like Kids Up Transit and Washington State Ferries. There was a CPI increase earlier this year and some outstanding things around that. And so just wanting to get these larger agencies on regular billing, which has been happening, and we're continuing to improve the process so that we can ultimately get paid faster. That's the goal. Let's see here. And then also been working on integrating the inventory system. I've mentioned this previously. Now we're tracking fuel in QuickBooks, which is great progress, and we'll continue to improve the inventory tracking so that we can run reports for different business lines and understand where we make money and where we don't, and just have data to make more informed decisions. And then lastly, I'm starting to prepare for year end. There are a variety of reports that are required and forms that need to go out to vendors in January. And there's a fair amount of preparation that goes into that. So trying to make sure that I've got everything lined up so that we meet all the deadlines. And that's it for me. If you have any questions.
Oh, I don't think so. That's great. Thank you so
much. Thank you.
Sorry, hold on.
Vera?
Hold on.
Oh, how about Ray?
Sorry, my screen froze. I can go. Sorry. I echo what Julia said. Good job, Ray. You guys are awesome. The lights are beautiful, and I love them. Thank you for doing them. They're amazing. So, as you guys know, we had two Facebook accounts. One was set up a while ago, one was pretty current. What we did was we went in and merged those two Facebook accounts. So now there's only one Port of Kingston Facebook, but we were able to keep all of our followers. So that's excellent. We started posting the Christmas lights and the Danny Vernon concert, and we're going to start using that and promoting our events, which is super exciting. And then I've been going through and updating the website, including adding a follow me button for Facebook so people that go to our website can see, oh, they have a Facebook, click it, follow. And then I added a, you know, just some different, I did a drone video over the, on the website and just some, I'm just doing some more fun stuff. I have a little bit more time to work on the website, so I've been having fun with that. And we finally have a functional contact card, so people, I've started a subscription list, so if people want to sign up for port notifications and that, they can actually now do that through our website, so that wasn't functioning before. And then, yeah, that's pretty much, oh, we had our continuous service awards this month. We gave out, they've been here longer than this, but Ray's been here over 10 years. So he got an award for that. As you guys know, you guys signed those. And then Les, Austin, and Marvin for 5 years. So we passed those out. And then, yeah, that was great. And then I did some training classes and just working on organizing the marina office procedures. I've got your quote request in for laptops, so I'll keep you guys posted on that. And that's it.
Hey, Tara, one thing I had recalled, because I think Ray maybe sent the, we got that Marina Award.
Yeah.
With that group, that'd be good to put on Facebook, because I think that's a good kind of kudos thing that can, that we can push out there as well.
That's a great idea. If you guys think of anything like that, let me know, because that's a great idea. I didn't even think about that. It's on our website, but it's not on our Facebook. So if you guys think of anything.
I think even some stuff that's on the website that's new, we could put in Facebook as well, because it just seems to be, you know, like Glenn Malin, you know, he represents that Town of Kingston website.
Okay.
And even kind of do a joint thing with him, maybe, to just get him in the loop.
Okay.
Cool things that are going on.
Yeah, definitely. The more we post, I think the more people will see. And if you haven't already gone in, you know, like the page, like the posts. If you share,
I did.
And if you share them, you know, that hits even more people. So
yeah, I was gonna share my whole group. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll be more interactive, and I think people will start to.
I think it's really exciting.
Me too. I'm excited.
It makes my wife very happy too.
I saw she liked one of the posts. Yeah.
I think too that the things that are put on the electronic sign, it might be a good idea to reinforce what's set up there on our Facebook.
Okay. Page. Yeah. Great. That's a great idea.
Whether it be taking a picture of the scrolling sign of the posts that are on it.
Right.
Or whether it be actually posting, or just saying, hey, this is an update to what is on the sign this week, and just having a little, you know, short blurb about it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's good, Laura.
Yeah, just like weekly update or something.
Yeah, because not everybody can stop and watch the sign.
I know. It goes by fast.
I do.
Yeah, that's great. I love that input, and just feel free to reach out to Greg or myself, and we'll, if you guys have any ideas or suggestions, or, and I'll monitor that page pretty closely, so I'll keep you guys posted if there's anything that you guys need to be aware of.
I'm pretty sure once it really starts going, people in the public will start making suggestions as to what they would like to see.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
So that'll be good. Get some feedback. Mostly good, hopefully.
It's great. It's really cool.
All right, Raymond, you're up.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, Ray.
I just want to thank Julia and Tara for the support with these Christmas lights. The staff has done a bang-up job, and, you know, this has really got a special place in my heart since it started. And it is nice to get kudos from the community and everybody else that's coming down here to see the lights, understanding what kind of the issues that we have, or walls that we've come against with COVID. But
overall, you know, with Steve and Nancy's request for lights being put up, it turned out to be a win-win for everybody, I believe. And I think it's a nice little light show that's going to serve its purpose. And then having Danny Vernon up there at the Yacht Club, I think that's going to be a huge blessing in itself, too, for what's going on right now in our community, because we do need all of this to, you know, get through this tough time. And, you know, we're all so fun around here, and I just love everybody here. And so for everybody to get through this together, that means a ton to me. And then as far as the Christmas tree goes, that's always been my fun time of the year, going out to the woods and pretending that I'm, someday I'm really not, like I used to be way back in the day. So
Paul Bunyan.
Yeah, Paul Bunyan. And so when we went out there, folks, when we went out there to get the tree at Greg Anglin's house, it was a lot of fun for all of us to go out there and get that beautiful tree here. Unfortunately, the bottom half of that tree had a lot of weight on it, and I just didn't have the proper equipment here to erect that tree, so that was bad on my part. But so the tree snapped in half, and it sounded like a tree coming down out in the middle of the woods, you guys. And unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to wrap that beautiful tree, and I would have loved to have done that. But so we pondered what we were going to do, and I went back out, and I think Mary and Laura and Steve, I know Steve knows, I went out to St. Mick's out there, and I got a hold of Elda Armstrong, and she even on short notice, she let me go out and pick out a tree, another tree to get here to make sure that we had that wonderful thing up. Because, like Steve Young says, it is a huge focal point, and I take my hat off to him for recognizing that, and I know it too, because it means so much to me to have that tree up. And so, lo and behold, we reached out to a certain commissioner here who had a trailer, and he went out there with two of the staff members and got that tree back to the Port of Kingston in a timely manner last Saturday, and we threw that sucker up, and she's got lights on it, and the tour is on. The tour is on. Please pass it on. The tree is up, and the lights are up, and there's a lot of energy that's going to be here. I do know, talking with some people last Saturday night, this place was pretty real and pretty good with a lot of people, and I saw it on our cameras. So people still, even though they know it's minimal, they still want to come to the Port of Kingston and get some energy. So, you know, good job, commissioners. Good job, Greg, and everybody else for making this happen, and I'm pretty proud of it too. So it's going a long way. So we'll make it back to the original next year, you know, when we're back to normal. So anyway, we're ready to go with that. We're doing really well. Like I said, Greg kind of keeps me going here on making sure that guest stock is full. So I'm reaching out to a lot of people. We do have Roach Harvards coming in. Just three boats this weekend out of possible 10, because when Governor Inslee's proclamation came out, a lot of them canceled just because of that. But I got three of the regulars that are coming over here. So our guest stock will really look full. Working with Suquamish tribes, still working with them really well. They got another crab opener that's supposed to be coming out, so we're trying to keep that guest dock full, even with our friends from the tribes, and that's a wonderful relationship that we have to continue. Other than that, the staff has just done an amazing job. I'm so proud of them, and being part of our family here, from you all the way, you know, down to everybody putting lights up, you guys, and thank you for that. The tenants have been really great. I've been pushing the seasonal mortgage people on the guest dock. I've been pushing them to put lights on their boats, and so they've been doing that. And then our tenants have been doing it. I know our yacht club came in here the first weekend of the month, and they just had a really nice blessing of a time right there, and they had a little dinghy parade that they had going on. So it was a lot of fun for that first weekend of December for them to get down there. 14 boats, 13 or 14 boaters from our yacht club. So anyway, we'll go from there, and I'll keep you apprised of anything else that I can, if I remember anything like you, Steve. So thank you for everything, and I hope everybody has a happy holiday.
Thank you, Ray.
Yeah, thank you, Ray, and you too.
Tara,
yes.
Could some note on the reader board say yay for the Christmas tree?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and I still owe Ray a post thanking the two businesses that helped us with that, so I'll get that done today.
Great. Or I could say, first tree broke, second tree up.
Yeah.
it was
a poor tree, yeah. You know, it was done really well, and I want to put some kudos out to, if we will, to Kitsap Towing for the first tree bringing, and then all the way from St. Mick's for allowing me to go out there. So,
yeah.
Kudos to them.
We'll get that done.
Julia's going to be really impressed next year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When you see him in person, yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah, Marvin made up, so we did put the link on the Facebook for the YouTube.
Yes.
We that link that I think you guys that they're I'll get it out there, and then Marvin's
it's awesome.
Yeah, it's on the Facebook site, Greg. The link is.
Yeah. So there's the link I can love. I have right here. Yeah, actually, it's a great video. Super great video. So I really appreciate Tara taking on the Facebook and working. Cleaned up, and you know, there's actually a lot of detail that goes into those things. If you guys know, it sounds easy and pretty to do it, and then you, okay. But she put it all together, and I really appreciate. I'm really glad that there's just one web page now for Portageton, and that we can migrate everybody over. And then you know, they put out some really nice. We get some really really nice comments from people. And we may not put it out there on the webpage or anything, but it's really thoughtful, and the staff really appreciate it. And we really appreciate all the stuff that the commissioners, you guys liking things and being engaged and involved, that makes a big difference too when people see that support, you know?
Yeah.
Cool. So, and I'm trying to figure out my Facebook page, so I'm liking it for somehow. But even though I was technically an administrator, I don't know what I got to figure out my page. I'm trying not to merge them. I don't want to merge my page, but I was going to like some do some follows. And but I really am avoiding Facebook, like, to be honest with you, big time. But I've got to change my mind.
It's really hard. If you're an administrator, it's really hard to like it as yourself. Mm-hmm. There's a button you have to change.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To like it as yourself rather than as an administrator of the page.
Oh, well, that makes sense. You know, you shouldn't like your own page, I guess,
right.
Or whatever. Yeah. I've got millions of likes. Anyway, that's really great. The lights are looking really good. I think the light show was really pretty fantastic, to be honest. I think the Christmas light turned out really well. And, you know, I know Ray, really Kitsap Towing to help us like that. Steve, and you to help us. We can come in on a Saturday and help us with the trailer and do all that. It was really cool with Joe and Austin and Tori, and they were over at my house. It was kind of a fun, kind of a team building thing to cut the tree down. I don't know why I was nervous when they cut the tree down. I shouldn't have been, as it turned out. They just laid it perfectly right where it should go, and then trussed that huge tree out. It was about a 40-footer. It was too bad that it broke off. That's the way it goes. But it was still kind of a cool thing to do. I don't really have a whole lot. You know, everything I think is just be coming together. We're going to try to knock out, you know, just more work. I really appreciate Tori and Joe and Austin, Jeanette. You know, Jeanette, we have, there was a role that we have to backfill. So it puts, you know, between Ray and Jeanette and Tori and Marvin, they've all been stepping up and helping fill the gap as usual. So I really, really want to thank them for that, and Julia too. I mean, puts a little extra work for everybody. So thanks to the full staff making it during this period. It's been kind of a struggle. I'm excited for the holidays. I really do think this will give a little bit of cheer to a lot of people. It's been amazing. Like, you do get a lot of calls of people want to come down to port. It is certainly scaled back from previous years, but on the other hand. Gosh, you look around, it isn't like it's sparse. It really was, there still is a really good representation of for drive. You just want to drive through the port, or whether they want to do a walk, they can kind of walk through the lights. It's still pretty cool for the kids. Weather hasn't been super accommodating, I will say that. So bring a raincoat, but that's pretty neat. We got it up in time, and people get to enjoy it for over the holidays. I don't really have much more than that. I think you guys touched on it, the stakeholders are working, and I think You know, one thing I'll say about the stakeholders that I really appreciate about them is that they really are, they're a nice hybrid between business and the community. You know, they're really very oriented towards business, but they also do a lot of things that help the community over the years. And I think so necessarily, I think they help create, you know, the brand and create the kind of the, you know, through the beautification or whatever, you know, the flowers that they have put up through the community. And so they've done an awful lot of good things, and I know that they put their own partner in cash to work to do that, you know. So I will say, but the dialogue sometimes with them, it's nice, at least they do focus on the businesses quite a bit, and they are concerned about the well-being of some of the business owners and along with the chamber. I think those are the two, and then the board. So that I see us three entities, because we're all here in Kingston, being really important partners along with the county to support the businesses here. So I just want to recognize all those members and stakeholders. And they, you know, they've done this for many, many years, you know, and I think they're thinking, oh, what do we, you know, they want to attract some people coming to the community to have a succession plan to eventually, you know, pass the mantle over to some other folks, and they'll always be there for them. So I think it would be a pretty cool transition if we hear or know people in the community that want to be engaged. I think the Downtown Kingston Association, whether it went through the chamber or join them, whatever the construct is, it'll be great. I just hope they stay. I really hope they stay involved, because they are really, you know. And I want to thank all of them, even the people that are not as active as involved over the years, but they're there and they know who they are. That's fun.
Very good. Any other staff or commissioner report items?
Commissioners, we did receive our floats for the project to refloat into these finger piers, and we also got our non-skid material in. And we'll have to coordinate that with Kitsap Transit, and probably have to do it on a Saturday or a Sunday here in the future when the weather dictates when we can do it. So a lot of these projects that Greg and Mark Horton have been trying to get put into place, they're coming around to actually get executed.
That's great. And the timing couldn't be perfect as well.
Yeah.
That's super. Thank you. Let's see here. Oh, we're on to item number 12. We're going to recess to an executive session. Let me read the RCW components for that item. That's two items. Under RCW 4230-110G, we're recessing to evaluate the qualifications of an applicant for public employment or to review the performance of a public employee. However, subject to RCW 4230-144, discussion by a governing body of salaries, wages, or other conditions of employment to be generally applied within the agency shall occur in a meeting open to the public. And then further, we have another item, an executive session per RCW 4230-110C, to consider the minimum price at which real estate will be offered for sale or lease, when public knowledge regarding such consideration would cause likelihood of decreased price. However, final action selling or leasing public property shall be taken in a meeting open to the public. So I think at this point it is just as 2:02. And as I recall, what we'll do is we're going to leave this meeting and we'll open a separate Zoom meeting for us within the executive session. Okay, so we'll...
Time frame?
Oh, gosh, time frame. I would say... I'm guessing it's probably going to be 20 minutes. You guys have a thought on that?
I'm guessing longer.
Okay, should we say 30?
Yeah, let's start with 30.
Let's try to come back on it. Let's say we'll try to come back on at 2:30.
What do you say, Mary? What
did you said? That seems good.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Okay, we are adjourned to executive session.